None but the hungry heart. 5-8. Position possessed. The God of peace, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13, verses 20 and 21. Abiding involves a dual choice. We can abide in the old nature and thereby become the victims of the internal civil war as depicted in Romans 7. Or we can abide or rest in the risen Lord Jesus, the source of our new nature, and thereby become the glad recipients of his life and liberty, as depicted in Romans 8. The Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. How do we abide? Of God are ye in Christ Jesus. It is all the work of God to place you there, and he has done it. Now stay there. Do not be moved back onto the ground of the old nature. Never look at yourself as though you were not in the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Look at him and see yourself a new creation in him. Look at him as the very source of your Christian life. Abide in him. Rest in the fact that God has placed you in eternal union with his Son, and let the Holy Spirit take care of his work in you. It is for him to make good the glorious promise that sin shall not have dominion over you. We should be spared years of struggle and failure if we learned at once, as the converts did in the days of Paul, that we ourselves were taken through the death of the Lord Jesus, the past blotted out, the pardoned sinner accounted crucified with the crucified Lord, henceforth joined as a new creation to the risen Lord, and now sharing his life. The Lord Jesus is all that we need for all that we are. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3, verse 3.